What if animals could speak for themselves? They would teach us a lesson of love. The animals sharing our planet, working animals, pets, and wildlife alike, would ask for our compassion. Of course, animals can't speak for themselves, but those in our Mid-Peninsula community gained a voice on June 19, 1908, 100 years ago. That's when a group of citizens formed the Palo Alto Humane Society, PAHS. PAHS. PAHS gave local working mules and horses the public watering troughs they couldn't ask for, so they could at least get a drink of water as they carried their heavy burdens through the streets. PAHS stopped police from shooting stray pets on sight. Instead of killing lost animals, PAHS sheltered them and found them homes. PAHS spoke up to keep shelter animals from being seized for painful and often lethal experimentation. PAHS operated an animal ambulance, saving lives from the coast to the bay and San Mateo to San Jose. If animals could speak for themselves, they would beg us not to torture them on factory farms or in laboratories, nor to abandon them to certain death when disaster strikes. PAHS has heeded these cries and more. Each year, PAHS pays for 1,000 pets in need to be spayed or neutered, saving millions more from lives of harsh struggle on the streets. PAHS advocates humane legislation and business practices. PAHS has created disaster and emergency plans that include animals. PAHS enlightens adults and children through innovative humane education programs. For 100 years, PAHS has spoken up for animals. Our success depends entirely upon the generous support of compassionate community members. Without funding from the government or other humane societies or national affiliates. What if animals could speak for themselves? Then PAHS work might be done. Of course, animals can't speak for themselves, and much remains for us to do. But with your help, our work for animals will continue for another century or longer. With your help, PAHS will be there for the lost, the abandoned, the neglected animals in our midst. As long as they need us, we'll be there.